This is your Concordia All Sports Leader, Hoopski. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kuby, alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. And those of you who are previous fans and enjoy the show, welcome back. It's been a minute. And those of you who don't know who we are and are tuning in for the first time, we are the Kubski. We are your one-stop shop for all Concordia sports. We break it up into fall and spring sports, so this is gonna be a good time. Let's kick it off with COVID. Eric, how was your COVID weekend or spring break?
That's a very long weekend.
It felt like a weekend.
First it was good, and then it was very long and tedious and repetitive. But how was yours?
Yeah, about the same. I did a lot of working and work, more work and work. So yeah, that's about all.
There's not much you can do.
No.
Go to online class and go to work.
All right. Today is going to, those of you who are fans of this show, is going to be a little different because really it's COVID. Everything's different. So we're going to be talking about all the COVID procedures, when things are starting and how things are going. But we do have some good breaking news. Athletic Director Devin Smith won GPAC AD of the Year. So congratulations
to
him.
Congrats. Also, Jake Knobel was honored as GPAC Sports Information Director of the Year.
Yeah, so give it up. Yeah.
Two great awards.
To two great guys, honestly.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Devin Smith and Jake Knobel. And we'll dive right into our next segment, which is football. Football, we are finally starting.
Started on time. So far, so good. A lot of procedures and precautions that we're going through.
Yep. Everyone has to wear masks when we're in the locker room.
Weight room.
We have to be 6 feet apart when we're out on the field. We don't have to wear masks, but we are 6 feet apart.
Our coach makes sure that we're 6 feet.
Yeah. So we're double downing on all the procedures and cautions. So, yeah, I think we have a chance to have a season, you know?
We definitely do. We're doing a lot better than most schools. And we're taking a lot more precautions than most schools, I think.
Yeah, I think we only have, what, four people now that have COVID?
Yesterday, yep. Coach Dabbs said yesterday that we have four positive cases so far.
Yeah, that's better than what I thought we would be at.
We've been going for almost a month now. That's pretty good for how well we've been doing.
Yeah, so we're looking good. Defense, again, just like always, is looking like a top three defense. So that's some good news. Offense, we're finally looking better.
We are.
Where we need to be.
No, we got to pick up our run game and our offensive line. But I think with time, they'll come together and get a lot better because, I mean, you can see it in glimpses in practice here and there of, wow, we can run the ball. But then every now and then you got those hard practices that everyone has. But throughout the season, I think it's going to get better as the season goes.
Yeah, and it's also hard to run on our defense because we have a ton of athletes on the defensive side, like Cajun Cox and
Peyton Kidder.
And
then
you got
the secondary, A.J. and
A.J. Jenkins Peyton for the Mitchell. Secondary. But also, Gary Newcoot, a very good nose guard, can bust anything open on that defensive line. So, and he'll be a fifth-year senior, so that's a good thing. We'll have him back. So defense looking strong, offense looking better. So
offense is looking up. It's looking very up.
And football's first game will be September 12th at Doan at 6 p.m. So y'all better. I think fans are available.
So far, fans are available.
Okay, fans are available. So go and wear your masks. And
if that changes, we will definitely let you know.
Yes, we will.
Women's soccer is looking up. Last season, they started off a little rough. Picked it up in the second half of the season, so hopefully they can carry on doing what they were doing last season. The struggle is COVID, really.
Women's soccer has a coaching change. Chris Luther is now an assistant coach for women's soccer. He's still the head of the Department of Health and Human Performances. The new head coach is Thomas Goines. From what I saw in their practices, they're looking pretty good this year.
They're returning four all GPAC players.
Awesome.
So, I mean, that's great to hear for them. Got to keep it up. But with how questionable this entire pandemic is going, it's hard to say. Just not just for soccer, but just for Concordia in general.
Right. A returning senior is Michaela Twitto. She was a really good midfielder for the Bulldogs.
She was a second team all GPAC.
Yes. So that's a positive right there. Women's soccer has their first home game September 9th against Bellevue. So show up, wear your mask, and support.
Show up, show out.
Exactly. Now over to men's soccer.
Men's soccer now has a new season opener. It was against Oklahoma City University, but now it is against Central Methodist University, 4 p.m. Central Time, Saturday, September 5th. Same time, same day, new opponent. On to volleyball. Volleyball also has a new opener set for Saturday, September 5th against Baker University. It is a home match. The first serve will be at 2 p.m. in the Waltz Arena.
All righty. That sounds like a really good game right there. Especially yeah. With our girls going in the playoffs last year.
Keep it up from last year. They're doing great.
Continue their hot streak from last year. You know, that's really all they're looking for. And I think they can get it with this September 5th start, you know? Concordia, Nebraska has a brand new team. How do you like that? Got a brand new team.
I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, we have an esports team. So an electronic sports. It's like video games. We have a video game team.
Curious to see how it is and like I what really they am do. I don't know much about the sport, so I mean I'm curious to see how it goes.
I am too. So right now the only information we can find is that you can sign up, join the community, earn a scholarship, bring your friends in. The head coach is Ryan Hines, so contact him if you have any questions. We will give you more information once we have it. And now on to information about how national championships will work in this upcoming season.
So as I'm sure most people know, if you don't know yet, the championships and playoffs for all four fall sports in the NAIA have been moved to spring. So here's just an update on that. Cross country's final run will be Friday, April 9th. Football's first round in the playoffs will be Saturday, April 17th at whatever home
it'll be either home or away.
Yeah,
that's
so
really
it'll be the same. Then the quarterfinals will be Saturday, April 24th, again, at home or away at whatever school is home or away.
Right.
And the semifinals will be Saturday, May 1st, at whatever school is home or away. The championship will be Monday, May 10th, at Eddie G. Robinson Stadium, Grambling, Louisiana. So just an update for the football side. Men's soccer's first opening round will be Thursday, April 22nd through Saturday, April 24th at the campus site. The championship for men's soccer will start May 4th and will end May 10th at Blanchard Woods Park, Evans, Georgia. Women's soccer opening round is Thursday, April 15th through Saturday, April 17th, again at the campus site, home or away. The national championship site will begin April 27th. And end May 3rd. It'll be at Ralph Schaumer Soccer Complex, Foley, Alabama. And volleyball, last but not least, the opening round will be Saturday, April 27th at campus site. And the national championship will be April 27th through May 1st at Tyson Event Center, Sioux City, Iowa.
We're hitting all the different places this year.
All over the map.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be in every one of them.
Yes, I hope so. I really do. I mean, honestly, preseason, I think we're all looking good. I think we all have a shot of winning the national title.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Again, that's preseason. But, you know, we have a chance.
Fun fact, nothing too major, but preseason polls just came out. Nothing too huge. Concordia women's volleyball comes in at third to finish in the G-Pack.
Hey!
A lot better than last year. Last year, they were ranked at eighth, so a lot better than last year.
Football, we were ranked last in G-Pack and last year, and this year we are ranked seventh. It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade, and hopefully people will be looking at that just as a gimme game and just underestimate us. And
honestly, I think we look great. I think we have a shot to beat Doan and the rest of our teams that we play. So,
in my opinion, if you look at our offense from last year to this year, it looks so much better.
It's a whole like 180, I'm telling you. It looks completely different from last year, so that's a plus right there. And also, we have some sad news coming in. CIT has been canceled. But the good news, CIT will stay in Concordia, Nebraska in 2022. All right, there you have it, folks. Another podcast, our first podcast of the year. You know, it's been a while. Make sure you email us at cunekubski@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for the show. We would love to hear what you have to say. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Signing off.
Bye. I love you so bad that it hurts. I'll just take and worship. But that ain't enough. No, that ain't enough. No, feed it to your purpose. That ain't enough, no, that ain't enough.
Yeah.